Put the following words to this niggun, to at least the low part, and it goes like this.
When you fall back down, you get back up. When you fall back down, you get back up. Never stop singing. That's the whole thing. When you fall back down, you get back.
Shira is Lilu Nishmas.
Shaina Bas Yaakov.
Shaina Bas Yaakov, our friend Yaakov's grandmother. Neshama have an aliyah. b'schus the learning, b'ikr b'schus the sitting together, and also if we could get some learning done, it's also special. And the singing, obviously. And in as much as we always need siyata d'shmaya, every time that we get together to learn Rabbi Nachman's Torah, tonight particularly, there's so much on what we're going to be, the nekuda we're going to be focusing on tonight, that we need tremendous siyata d'shmaya, b'schus the chabura, b'schus these neshamas coming together, and trying to understand what Rabbi Nachman is saying, trying to understand the deepest inner light of the Torah. So we need special siyata d'shmaya that should come out in a clear, in an ordered, in a seder, in the proper comprehensive seder. And so here we begin with note number 3. So even though we went a little bit out of order last time because I neglected to learn this, which I think obviously was with Hashkacha, because this itself is going to take a whole shiur. But this is a necessary introduction to Torah Yud that we began touching the coda of last week, the very edge. And so before we begin to go inside to learn Likutei Moran Tinyana Zayin, or at least a tiny part of Likutei Moran Tinyana Zayin, the seventh lesson in the second chelik of Likutei Moran, which is very long and very difficult and detailed. So before we get into the actual text, I want to start with the Akdama. We had the Aruch HaShulchan here. To start with Akdama. Sure. Tinyana is the second volume, the second chelik of Likutei Moran, which was printed after Rabbi Nachman's Histalkus, after Rabbi Nachman left the world. And it was also reviewed, every single word was reviewed by Rabbi Nachman, but the first chelik was printed in his lifetime, and the second chelik, which is, it's not two chelikim, it's included in one volume, is called Tinyana. If you some of the chevra have the Likutei Moran, turn all the way to the back, you'll see on the top, it says Likutei Moran, Tinyana, it's the second chelik. So, I want to begin by reading a few lines from the Aruch HaShulchan, at the very, very beginning of his Halacha Sefer. The Aruch HaShulchan says the following. Says the Heilige Aruch HaShulchan. In Ois Beis, we're going to start with Ois Beis, just because it's going to take too much time to read Ois Aleph, but basically he describes how the world is created and formed with physical creations, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created animals in the beginning of creation. He created birds, he created plants, he created physicality, but there was also malachim, there was also spiritual energies that were created, obviously. And so he continues and he says, V'lezeh bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yom ha'shishi es ha'adam. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and on the sixth day created man, u'bar'oi mishnei aksavos. He created man as a combination and a conjugation between two extremes, two edges. On the one hand, Nasan Bayas Hanashama Shamir La Adam Ladasis Habaris Baruch Kemalach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested man. It's not on the sheets, I'm reading to you outside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man and invested within him this neshama that can come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to come to perceive Hashem's presence, mamash like a malach. And it says, Kinar Hashem Nishmas Adam, that the neshama of a person is Ner Hashem, it's the candle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's that place where we can touch the clarity of awareness of Hashem's presence. But also, as all of us know pretty well, Hashem created us with a physical body, which is very thick and draws physicality, like an animal, lechol, that needs to eat, and to drink, and to sleep. And that's why man, on a most simple level, is constantly in a state of war, mamish, in a state of war. Constantly being pulled in this tension of opposites to these two extremes. Chayav, right? Kol yimei chayav, sha'anefesh habahami. Because the soul that is entrenched with physicality, the lower soul, is misicha l'tayvas adam hazeh, is constantly trying to pull a person to this worldly pleasures. Kebehema, like an animal. But v'aneshama tahayra, but the pure neshama that we're invested with, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem hafachta v'kirbi, that Hashem blows into us every breath we take. Nilchemes kenegda is constantly battling this other force. Umar lo shaloy lekach nivra, and he's constantly telling us we weren't created for this purpose. Elulavadis habayri kemalach is to serve Hashem on the level of a malach, to serve Hashem on the level of mufshat migashmi, is completely removed from the physical counterpart, and to serve Hashem mamish on the level of das, like we've been talking in our previous year. And then he goes on to say that we need to eat and drink, v'chule, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with all of these needs for the purpose of elevating them and to enable the eating and the sleeping and the drinking and the being a husband and the being a father and everything else that comes along with being a physical human, to elevate it all to the realm of Malach and to give Hashem Tainug, which we were talking about last time, on a level that even a Malach can't give Hashem. So with this necessary introduction, which I think is one of the most basic ideas in Judaism, right, is to know that each human being is composite of a soul and a body. I think that's one of the most basic, if not the most basic foundation for what it means to come to self-awareness, to understand why I'm always in this tension, why I'm always feeling pulled. But it's also a necessary understanding, a necessary introduction to come to the understanding of what is Amalek. Torah Yud is a Purim lesson. Purim Kiyadua is Mechias Amalek. The whole Purim, the whole Inyan of Purim is the eradication of Amalek from the world. Haman is Agagi, Haman is coming from Amalek. And everything that Haman represents, and it's clear to you and me that it's not just the story in the Megillah, right? Every movement that Haman makes, every word about Haman, like everything in the Megillah, is speaking to the essence of Amalek and hinting to us lessons in Avodas Hashem, not just the story, the historical story that happened, that's true also, but everything is so deep and every word is so full of symbolic relevance for you and I in terms of our own Avodas Hashem. So what is Amalek? What is this force that we're going to be learning how to destroy, how to decimate, how to emerge victorious over? So this is deep and we need focus and concentration. Again, we need tremendous Siyata Deshmaya for this. Now that we spoke about the two components in man, which is guf and neshama, which on the level of neshama, it's mamash amalach, and in a minute we'll say how it's even higher than amalach, it's mamash amalach, and on the level of guf, it's simply behema, mindless physicality, behema mamash, like an animal. Amalek is the force that seizes the detriment in both. This is very, very deep. So before we explain what I mean by that, let's explain why man, although he's a composite of a neshama and a guf, it's even more, extreme. Because the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Achar v'kedem tzartani. David HaMelech says, Master of the world, I'm constricted, Achar v'kedem, back and forth. I feel squished, squashed, I can't move. Achar v'kedem tzartani. Tzar means mitman, I'm mitzah karasika. I'm like claustrophobic, ever in an elevator with too many people, it's like tsar, narrow, man, I'm made tsar. Achar v'kedem, David HaMelech says, from the front and the back, there's nowhere to turn, tsartani. That's the pashup shot of the pasuk. Says the Zohar Kadosh, Achar v'kedem tsartani, explains it the following. And he says, Achar means last, kedem means first. And he says the word tsar, although it can mean narrow, it can also mean like a tsayer, as an artist, right, to create. Ki b'ka Hashem tsur elamim. Hashem fashioned worlds, says the Gemara with the letters Yud and K. Tsur, tsar could mean, although it means narrow, it could also mean to create, to draw, to express. So David HaMelech is saying, and he's speaking for all of us, he says, Achar v'kedem tsartani. I am created first and last. Says the Zohar, what does that mean? Achar l'maisa bereishis. Which means that on the level of the body, I was created last after all of the other creations. Adam is the last creation physically. But kedem l'maisa merkava. But my soul comes from before even the maisa merkava, before the highest camps of the angels that are carrying a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. What that means? Kedem l'maisa merkava. And that's the struggle of man. Achar v'kedem sartani. I was fashioned achar l'maisa bereishis, v'kedem l'maisa merkava. The two extremes, not just animal and angel. The furthermost extreme into the darkness of Behema and the furthermost extreme into the light of Malach. That's man. That's where you and I are sitting here. And it's amazing that we could just sit. Like we should be like bursting apart. And we are. Of course we are. All the time. Every second. And that's the struggle of man. So if anybody here learned the first parak of Mesilas Yesharim, I'm sure everybody learned the first parak of Mesilas Yesharim, and at one point, I should really start it again. I was trying to chazard every Sunday, the first parak, because that's like a major foundation, you know, like a mission statement. What's a Jew doing in the world? So there the Ramchal says, he says, the whole life is one giant melchama, no matter who you are, no matter where you're holding. And he gives two examples. He says, whether you're very wealthy, melchama, or whether you're very poor, melchama. Why? He says a wealthy person, right? Familiar? A wealthy person has a milchama because like we're talking about in terms of teva, a person could come to say, I did everything myself, I don't need Hashem for anything, everything that I need, I have. It could come, Ram levavcha v'shachachta es Hashem lekecha, the pasuk says in Devarim. On the other hand, a pauper could come to gezeila, to geneva, could come to depression, could come to saying Hashem doesn't care anything about me. So no matter where we're positioned in life, there's always a milchama. And the same applies true to these two extremes of achar, v'kedem, to the extreme of guf and neshama. What are the two pitfalls? What are the two battles that are created by virtue of our being achar l'maisa bereishis and kedem l'maisa merkava? What are those two struggles? What are those two battles? So it says like this. The pitfall, on the and it's kedai to really focus to what we're saying now, because this is going to be the foundation for the next 10 weeks or so. Okay, so it's very, we're going to keep on referring back to this. The pitfall on the extreme of angel, we'll start with that, is gaiva. The pitfall is to say, I'm such an Oved Hashem, I'm such a Malach Hashem Tzavakos, that I'm the highest thing in the world, I'm the pinnacle of creation, I'm the best, nobody comes close to me. Gaiva. Gaiva. Even in Avodas Hashem, the more angelic a person is, the more he runs the risk of falling. Remember we talked about last time, a lamdin, how fine the line is between a lamdin and a bagaiva, you know? That's gaiva. That's on the level of angel. On the other hand, on the level of guf, the pitfall is really two, but it's really one. And we'll say it like this, it's depression and anxiety. Okay? Those are the two pitfalls, characteristics of being a physical, dross, animalistic person, where a person feels drawn to this extreme, and a person can just give up legamri, total yush, to say, I'm nothing. I can't do anything. Every effort that I try to make in a Hashem, I'm pulled down to the floor again. Look at me, I'm such a Baal Taiva. Look at me, I'm such a Bagaiva, even sometimes, right? That itself could be, and that's mamash, the atzlus comes from the Yisod HaAfar, the Tanya says in Perek Beis, atzvus, depression, comes from this, that we're created min ha'adama, afar min ha'adama. And this is what Adam means in the first place. Chazal say there's two things that Adam means. On the one hand, Adam means Adama le'elyon. I'm similar to the master of the world. Adama means dimion, to be similar to. On the level of kedem l'maisa merkava, Adama le'elyon, tzalam alekim. But on the other hand, Adam means earth, ground, physicality. And these are the two pitfalls, these are the two extremes. That if a person is rising up in terms of his angelic nature, he could come to gaiva. But on the other hand, the person who's on the low spiritual level, he could fall into depression, and to fall into anxiety, and to fall into worry, and to feeling like he's hopeless, to feel like he can never do anything in life, like he can never grow. These two extremes are the realm of Amalek. That is Amalek, these two things. He doesn't just appear in one place, he's wherever you look. And he seizes on the pitfalls of both, and he tries to drag us into either of these two maladies, these two spiritual illnesses. And this is why Amalek itself is Gematria 240, and 240 is Resh Mem, and these two letters can spell either Ram, which means elevated, or Mar, bitter. And this is Achar V'Kedem Sartani, this is Amalek. Then on the one hand, Amalek tries to seize on the rum. Look how high you are, right? Look how great you are. Gaiva. And on the other hand, Amalek tries to seize on us being physical, on us being Adam, Afar min Adama, on us being Achar L'maisa Bereishis. And he comes to attack. And he comes to attack and he says, Mar. Mar. No matter what you try to do in your life, Mar. It's bitter. Can't do anything. You're so physical. You're so... pulled down, mamish into the ground, that you can't move, that you can't do anything. This is Amalek.
What do we say Ram means?
Ram is high. Ram means Ramu Misnase, elevated, right? So Amalek tries to seize on that and tries to bring us into Gaiva. So this is Amalek. With this necessary Hakadama, let's begin. Lukut Maran Tanyana Zayin. Says the Hedeg Rebbe, Chusi Agonalina Ma'ako Yisrael Amen. This is the third source. And he says like this. In this, that a person tries to speak with his friend in matters of das, in matters of Yerushalayim, in matters of coming to the awareness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real. You know, one time, I believe it's Berditchever, ran into his Beis Medrash when everybody's learning, and he clapped on the beam and he banged and he screams. He says, Chevra, Hashem is real. Because a person goes whole life and he's learning all these concepts and these things, and they're like, sometimes you have a davening, you're like, oh my gosh, like Hashem is really real. It's not stam, like theory, it's not a joke. He's real. He's with us now in the room. He's bringing everything into existence, the table, the chair that we're on, like it's real, it's not a joke. So a person sits with his chaverim and he's trying lahachnas by das to give him this awareness, to give him yirashamayim, to be aware of the presence of God, mamash like sitting in the presence of a king, like it says in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. When the haman talmidim kineskal elam, to create talmidim, we discussed in the past, a talmidim doesn't mean somebody who's mamash sitting and you know learning everything from you. A talmid is, you one time said a vart to somebody, he's your talmid. You one time gave someone chizik, he's your talmid. And in the next second he gives you chizik back, now you're his talmid. Like we've spoken about in the past. So here he says a very, very deep thing, and also everything we're saying here, this is the foundational shir for the rest of Torah Yud. So a lot of focus needs to be given to take care of what we're saying here. Al yedeze nechnasim oiras hamakifim. Through doing this, a person can be zochet that the lights which are surrounding, oros makifim, are machnis, enter in and become oros pnimim. What in heaven's name am I talking about? What does this mean? Okay, so we have to give a hakdama to this hakdama, which is Akdama to the Hakdama of Tari Yud, because Rabbi Nachman said all of his lessons are only Akdamas. Okay? In the world of Rabbi Nachman's thought, in Likutei Moran, in Ur Pnim, an internal light is something that is Gesundheit, that's Seichel, that we can understand. That's why it's called Pnim. In Kabbalah, it's something similar, but it's something else. These terms come from the Arizal, but in Rabbi Nachman at least, an Ur Pnim is that which I can attain, I can access, I can understand, right? So if a person's learning a Gemara and you get it clear, that means it's Pnim. You get it. It's clear to you. It's in your mind. You can encompass it. You can understand it. An Ur Makif is that which you're aware of, but it's too high, it's too lofty, it's too big. Can't enter into your mind. And therefore it's makif. It's in your realm of experience, right? It's in the room. You know, sometimes you're learning Gemara and there's like a svara that it's like in the room. Like you know like a mahalich, but it's not so clear. We talked about this when we had our shir in the last series on the 10 spheres, and we talked about how that's the inyan of chachma. The inyan of chachma is a burst of knowledge, right? It's extroversion, it's the male, as opposed to the bina, which takes that in. Bina is where things are be able to be machnis, things can enter. Right, Chachma is just like a brainstorm, but you can't do anything with it yet. Bina takes that in and works out the details. That's an Ur Pnim as opposed to the Ur Makif, which circles above. And that's why the Gemara says that La'asid Lavai, all there is, there's no Achila, there's no Shtia, the Gemara says, there's no eating and drinking La'asid Lavai, all there is Tzadikim Yoishvim, the Tzadikim are sitting, the Atreseim Birayshayim, and their crowns, so the translation literally is, or not literally, but the translation in the book says, their crowns are on their heads, Atreseim Birayshayim. Anyone who knows the Hebrew knows it's not on their heads. What is it? Atreseim Birashem. Their crowns are in their head. So Rabbi Nachman says that's referring to the Eres Makifim. We're going to talk about that a lot. That all of the Hasagas Alikus that they couldn't attain while in a physical body, La'asid Lavai, what happens is those Atreseim, those crowns are Birashem. They enter and become Pnim. Says Rabbi Nachman over here that when a person is giving Das to someone else, because he's, so to speak, making place through his going ahead and giving Das and giving Yerushamayim to someone else, he makes room for that which before was makif to now become pnim, to enter into his realm of understanding. Dahainu, and he continues and he says, a person can be zocha to understand and to know that which he couldn't understand before. And I can tell you this from personal experience with you, Chevra, that so many of the things that I say come down in the moment. I don't prepare for this stuff. Look at over a minute before, you know, to know the general what we're talking about. But sometimes we're sitting b'schus the siyata d'shmaya of the situation, and that's why I say every neshama here is part of that binyan. I could have ideas and have chidushim that never in a million years would I have. Why? Because that's what's happening here. Makif and pnim. Makif and pnim, and it's a back and forth every time someone asks a question. His makif and his pnim, and that's how it goes. Everybody's telling them, everybody else, in a chabur like this. So it enters your head that which you couldn't understand before. Like we just said, that which a person understands is an aspect of pnim, is an aspect of internal light. Because that can enter into his moichin, to his mental powers. and his mental capacity. That which cannot enter yet, that which is impossible for him to yet understand, which is bina, that which he cannot understand on the level of bina that doesn't enter internally, makifim. This is the level of makifim, that which surrounds. It's like there, right? We said the svar is in the room, but it's still makif. It's still surrounding from above. He is not able to allow this to enter into his seichel. He's not able to understand this idea, this concept, this hasaga. Because it is yet surrounding him, it is not inside. But when he speaks to different people, and he gives them his intellect, his knowledge, nimtza. So in a certain high level, obviously not physically because we're talking about sichlim, but on a certain level, nisroikin meichay. His mind becomes emptied of the seichel and the das that he has, which doesn't mean that he loses it, but it goes in deeper into him. Mamash deeper into him. Rabbi Nachman says in Sichas Aran that even if a person is in a place where he's not right to be giving chizik to anyone, he himself has failures and fallings, right? Hi, that's me, my situation. Who am I? Why should I be zeichet to go ahead and to teach Rabbi Nachman? A person who's mamash not holding anywhere, right? Like myself. So Rabbi Nachman says it's still worthy to go ahead, it's still kedai to go ahead and to give to other people. Because Rabbi Nachman says more often than not, when a person is teaching something to someone else, it goes in him even more than it goes in the other person. You ever notice this? You ever see this? Sometimes you're giving someone chizuk and you walk away, you're like, wow, that was great. You know, like it's you have a whole new beginning, right? And the other person's like, I don't know what that guy was talking about, but you walk away with some strength from this, right? That's what Rabbi Nachman says. He compares it to taking a hammer and smashing it against a wall. He says, more often than not, more than you're impacting the wall, the things that are flying off the wall from what you broke off are flying into you, are bouncing back to you, right? And that's what it is to give chizik to someone. So it's more that it's not being emptied out from you. It's not disappearing, but it's going in. It's going deep into you, right? It's going all the way deep. So now it's more compacted. It's more impacting. And now there's room for the makif to go in. Now the seichel and the makif goes in. Now that he emptied his seichel, because he put his das into his chaver. This causes that the makif should go inside. And he can attain on the level of seichel, on the level of bina, he can understand that which was on the level of makif. Okay. Then Rabbi Nachman continues, and that's why it's dot, 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 because there's a little bit missing. We're skipping around. Rabbi Nachman talks about the chacham who's been zocha to all of the makifim, mamish. Hasagas, years of working with himself, years of giving chizuk and teaching and emptying out and compacting his wisdom and getting more and more and more and more and more until the level where a person is zochet to the hasaga of keser. That's what Rabbi Nachman says. Person comes to the level of being masik, the ultimate makif, literally the keser is a crown, right? That which is inherently makif, and a person can be zochet, doesn't say keser, he says shefa keser, to be zochet to this very, very, very lofty, elevated kind of consciousness. This tzaddik. So Rabbi Nachman says the following about such a tzaddik. And again, this is going to be the foundation for the rest of Torah Yud. And this chacham, this tzaddik, who zochet to these makifim, which are b'chinas shefa hakeser, which is on the level of the highest of all high hasagas alikus, which we can't even understand what that means b'chlal, who tzarech shi'ile b'chinas kol. Such a person must necessarily be on the level of kol, on the level of all. What is this? What does this mean on the level of all? Says Rabbi Nachman, this is the aspect of the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim which says, Ki chol v'ashamayim uva'aretz. Everything that's on heaven and earth, l'cha Hashem ha'mamlacha, you, Rabbanu Shel Olam, reign sovereign over everything, ki chol v'ashamayim uva'aretz. And everything that's on heaven and earth, v'targumay. And the Zohar Kaddish says, what this means, ki chol v'ashamayim uva'aretz, is the achid b'shamaya va'ara, that unifies heaven and earth. The achid, kichol, that which is all is encompassing. We talked about, if you remember in a previous series, we spoke about the unifying energy of das as opposed to gvura, which is mafrid, which is separating everything, right? So kol, the all of something, means the unifying energy of something. Okay.
Isn't that the meaning we say in that?
Exactly body? Right. Exactly, that's what we're saying right now. Exactly right. What are we talking about over here? What's kichol v'shamayim v'aretz? What's man da achid shmaya v'ara? This is talking about the midah of Yesod, and more particularly the tzaddik who personifies the midah of Yesod in the world. So for this, we need to take a step back a little bit. The pasuk begins, and we say it every morning, L'cha Hashem ha'gdula v'ha'gvura v'ha'tiferes v'ha'netzach v'ha'hoid, k'chol b'ha'shamayim v'va'arz l'cha Hashem ha'mamlacha. So all of us who are big Kabbalists already, so we know that all the 10 spheres are hidden here. Achon? L'cha Hashem ha'gdula, is chesed, gvura is gvura, tiferes is tiferes, netzach hoid, netzach and hoid. And then, k'chol b'ha'shamayim v'va'arz. And then, l'cha Hashem ha'mamlacha, which is malchus. What happened to Yesod? Yesod seems to be missing. Says the Arizal, the words kichol are gematria yisod. Kichol. Exact gematria of yisod to the nekuda. And he says that kichol represents the midah of yisod, and bashamayim uva'aretz represents the characteristic, the defining characteristic of what is yisod. Okay, so before we get into the defining characteristic, bechlal, what is yisod? The midah of yisod is personified by whom? Yosef Hatzadik. Yosef is the midah of yisod. And the pasuk says, "V'tzadik yisod olam." The tzadik is the foundation of the world. The tzadik is the one who's giving us this das of mayim, of the all that we spent so much time talking about. This kichol b'shamayim of arts was referring to the midah of yisod, which is the midah of tzadik yisod olam. And we know that the midah of Yesod serves as a channel between the upper spiritual worlds and the physical world. Yesod is bringing everything down. It's the channel, even on the physical body. The midah of Yesod is represented or personified or characterized, right, in the bris, which is the inin of a channel, bringing shefa from within without. That's the midah of Yesod. That's the tzaddik who serves as the channel, bringing all the hashpois into the world come through a tzaddik. Come through the tzaddik. That's why the Gemara in Tainis, the Gemara in Brachas, I believe, also says that Chanina b'ni, right? Reb Chanina ben Dosa, the whole world is sustained through him. Kol ha'olam kula nizan ayide Chanina, right? Ayide Reb Chanina ben Dosa. The whole world is sustained through Chanina ben Dosa. And he says, well, Chanina b'ni is Daila b'karuvim me'shabbos l'shabbos. He says all he needs is like a tiny little bit of caribs from week to week, and the whole world is being sustained through this person. So we see even in Nigla, and certainly in Nister, the whole world is relying on a tzaddik, and that's why Rav Nachman made such a big deal about connection to tzaddikim, because naturally, the closer that you are to this channel, the more you're going to get from it. And the further away, as we're going to learn about somebody who's very far away, by virtue of gaiva, most often, can't go to tzaddikim because there's nothing to gain there. So the Tanya already says, in one of the early prakim, the Tanya says, he's still receiving from a tzaddik, because everything comes through the Rosh, which is the Rebbe, is Rosh Hativa's Rosh B'nai Yisrael. Everything is coming through the tzaddik, but he says it's like achorayim. The tzaddik is like throwing him like a little bone, you know, over his shoulder. But it's not the same thing as when you're receiving panim, mamish, from the panim of a tzaddik. To be connected to him on that level, eskashrus, ava, it's not the same. That's what the tzaddik is, the yisod is the channel. The defining characteristic of the tzaddik is this, kichol b'ashamayim uva'ara. It says the Targum, says the Zohar Kodesh, man da'achid shmaya va'ara. Kichol means all, which means unifies heaven and earth. So on a literal level, what this means is the tzaddik is ma'achid shmaya va'ara, unifies heaven and earth. On a simple level, what does that mean? It means that in him you see the place where heaven and earth kiss. In him you see the synthesis, the healthy elevation of physicality into the realm of neshama. So you see within the tzaddik a person in a physical body, but at the same time he's mamash malach. So he's ma'achit shmaya va'ara. He shows how heaven and earth, even though they look like they're contradictions, but the truth is you can create a synthesis through them to elevate eating, to elevate drinking, to elevate relationships, right? The tzaddik shows how everything can be lifted up. He's where heaven and earth are ma'achid, where they join together, and it's revealed that it's not a stir b'chlal, if you know how to approach physicality in the proper way. But Rabbi Nachman says something else. And listen to what Rabbi Nachman says, it's so important. Hainu sheyia oiches umekayim shnei olamos. Says Rabbi Nachman, what it means to be a tzaddik is the ability to relate, and thereby through relating, to be mekayim, to preserve shnei olamos, two worlds which are olam ha'elyon v'olam ha'tachton, which is shamayim v'aretz. Heaven and earth. Oches, to relate to, umekayim, and to sustain. The upper realm and the lower realm. What does this mean? So listen to what he says. Ki at tzadik v'chacham anal, this tzadik who's on the level of Yisod, particularly somebody who has had all the makifim become panimim, who's been zochet to shefa keser, the highest of levels, who tzarech shiya oiches b'shneihem. The tzaddik needs to be able to relate to every single person, l'kayim kol echa b'echa b'b'chinasai. And Ibn Achman is learning that shamayim v'aretz, although it means heaven and earth, in this context referred to people who are in heaven, means people who are very, very successful in Avodas Hashem, who are flying in the Olam HaSalyonim in terms of Asagas, and the people who are sunk into the deepest depths of physicality. That's heaven and earth. And the tzaddik needs to be ma'achid shamayim v'aretz, to be ochez, to relate and to unify all different kinds of people on these two extremes. Rabbi Nachman says, Ki yish dari mala v'yish dari mata. There are those that are dari mala. There are those that are on the level, literally the word dari mala in Chazal refers to angels. There are those who are dwelling, dari, who are dwelling mala in the upper realms. But v'yish, right? And they're connected to the angelic component of the human experience. But on the other hand, what? V'yish dari mata. There are those who are on the contrary, are not dwelling in the higher realms, they're dwelling in the lower realms. They're connected to physicality. These two worlds, between Hashmayim v'aretz. And the tzaddik needs to show and to demonstrate to those who think they're high, that the tzaddik has to look at these people and say, you think that your mom is dari mala? You think that you're flying in the highest place, that you already attained everything? You don't know anything. To be able to relate to them and to give them a saga on the level of mamish shubchinas shama, right? On the level of ma, nothing. You don't know anything. Shubchinas ma chomis, ma pishpash, a pasuk that says, what are you even talking about? That you, a person sits and he's talking about Kabbalah and he knows the whole Seder Shtauschlis and he's telling you what happened in Adam Kadmon and here and there. Ma, what are you talking about? You don't know anything. I'll reveal to you levels that you don't know. Bechinas ayim mekayim kavoida, to reveal to this person the level of ayim mekayim kavoida. I have no relation. I have no connection to mekayim kavoida. Aye, where is it? The tzaddik has to give the v'dari mala the level of aye to bring those who are in shamayim down to earth. Ulehepich, but he has to have the ability to relate to the dari mata as well. Ulehepich tzarich laharis l'dari mata, but he has to be able to demonstrate to those low people she'adarava. That on the contrary, that even though that's a truth, that I am a koim kavoida, that's a saga, that's a level of approaching the world, where is Hashem? He eludes me, he's beyond me. But on the other hand, there's also a truth that's called malay chala aretz kavoida. And that's what we need to tell those people who are sunk down into the lowest place. Rabbi Nachman says, ki yesh shaykh ne'afar, there are those who dwell in earth, shame, and adam anamuchim, hamunachim b'madrega tachtoina, those who are munachim, that are placed, and they don't know what to do because they're chained by their desires and their past and their habits, and they're stuck, mamish, davkala arts, they're connected to the earth, and they can't move. And it appears to them as if they're so distant from the master of the world that nothing they do can be of any import in terms of what is Hashem. Hashem doesn't care for them, doesn't want to hear from them, nothing they do will help them. Sounds familiar? Right? Sometimes a person comes to this place of what am I? What can I do? I tried a million times, I fell a million times. What's it going to help if I try again? I know what's going to happen already. What's the point? And the tzaddik needs to inspire ulakitzam, to awaken them, to bring these people back to life. Hakitzu, awake, v'ranenu, and sing, Sheikh Ne'afar, you who dwell on earth. Ulegali slam, and to reveal to them Shahashem imam, that Hashem is yet with them. Veim smuchim alav yisbarach, and not only is Hashem with them, they're close with Him on a certain level, because by virtue of their neshama, their mom is so related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're connected to Him. Mom is even deeper than the connection that a father has with his son. That's unconditional, that nothing could touch in a million years. Kimaloi chalaretz kavoida, because the truth is that the whole world is full of His glory, even in your place, even in the lowest madriga of a seser. The Seser HaMadrega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is still there. Ulechaskim ula'iram, and to use this to give them chizik and to awaken them. Shalo yim yuashem atzmam. Chas v'shalom, never to give up on themselves. Ki adayin emetzel Hashem Yisbaruch Hu umekarevim ilav. By virtue of every breath that they take, akol neshima neshima, Hashem is breathing life into you. That means that you're still intrinsically connected with Him. That means that you're close with Him, and that you have the ability to rise from the depth of your failures. Kim aloich la'aretz kavoida, the whole world is full of His glory. V'zebachinas kol. And this is what it means, that the tzaddik is the mid of kichol, which means not just that he's ma'achish shmai va'ara, that in him you see the synthesis of heaven and earth, but that he's able to relate to those who are on the level of shemayim, and those who are on the level of aretz, and to those who are on the level of shemayim, and this is the deepest thing, he's able to go ahead and to be mashpil geyim, which we say in Ma'ariv, which means to take those who are so high and be mashpil geyim, to bring them down to earth by doing what? By saying, you think you're already an angel? You have a guf. What? You have a guf. There's also a level of guf. There's a level of physicality. Don't kid yourself. And to those who are sunk into the depth, who are mamish shvalim, what does the tzaddik do? Magbiyah shvalim. He lifts them up. How does he lift them up? By showing them that you also have an neshama. That's tzaddik. That's what it means, the tzaddik. He's able to be ma'achid shmai va'ar, to bring everyone to this place of balance. To show the person who's all the way up in the shemayim, come down to earth. And to take those who are sunken into earth, to bring them up to the level of shemayim. And here we come back to Amalek. The Ishbitzer says, the Mishaloach, actually in this week's parasha, the Ishbitzer says that Amalek is not included in the Shivim Umas. Amalek is not counted. Separate thing. Separate thing. There's 70 nations of the world, and Amalek is the Roisham. Amalek is the source for them all. Because the Pasuk says, Rashis Gayim Amalek. The beginning of all nations is Amalek. Where else do we find the word Rashis? Which is, says Rashi, Bishvil HaTorah, Ubishvil.
The Torah Shinnik Rashis Nebrodom.
Right, Ubishvil. Yisrael Shinnik Rashis. Who said that? Good. Bishvil HaTorah, Bishvil Yisrael. It's the same thing. Even the Svarim say, and it's a Rashi in Tainus also, that these two things are hinged one on the other, right? And if there was no Klai Yisrael to fulfill the Torah, there's no point, right? So it's the same thing. Beis Rashis, two beginnings, Torah and Yisrael. Say the Svarim, we know that there's a rule, Zelu Umazeh Asalekim. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates everything in a system of parallels. Whatever there is in Kedusha, there's got to be in Tumah. So every place that you find tremendous potential for Kedusha, there's going to be there also tremendous potential for Tumah. The Svarim teach that Keneged Klal Yisrael, which is the Siyasim, the pinnacle of Kedusha, is Amalek in the side of the Klipa. That the Reishis Goyim, Amalek, is coming to parallel Bishvil Yisrael Shanikrim Reishis. Reishis Tvoasra. Amalek and Klai Yisrael are counterparts. One on the side of tremendous Kedusha, one on the side of ultimate Tuma. And what's the pinnacle of Kedusha Yisrael? The Tzaddik. The pinnacle of Kedusha Yisrael is the Tzaddik. Right? Nasa Adam, who does it say about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? Nasa Adam Nemar Bavurecha. The whole thing of Nasa Adam was said about Rishim Raichai, right? The pinnacle of creation, that tzaddik yisod olam, yisod olam, mamish, kibshutam. So listen to the most beautiful and amazing thing. What do we say about Amalek? What's Amalek's whole thing? Amalek's whole thing is to seize on the pitfalls of these two extremes, of shamayim and aretz, of guf and neshama, of angel and beast. Is to take a person who's high and to say, ah, your mamish high. In Tuma, and to say, you're so great. You don't need Hashem. You don't need anything. You're the biggest philosopher in the world. You could have created the world if you just had the right tools, right? Mamish. And to take a person who's low in the earth and to step on his head and to knock him into the pit deeper and to tell him, you're right, you're a good for nothing. You'll never be anything. So what the tzaddik does, to take those who are high and give them a taste of Aretz, and to take those who are in the Aretz and give them a taste of Shemayim, which is Magbiyah Shvalim, right? And Mashbal Geim. Amalek does the opposite, which is Amalek is Mashbal Shvalim or Magbiyah Geim. That's what Amalek does, right? He's Mashbal the Shvalim, the ones who are in the earth, he steps on their head and kicks them in and digs them their hole deeper. And the people who are high, he makes use of the possibility for there to be that melchama there, of gaiva, and he's magbia geim. That's Amalek, rum and mar. What are we holding with the time? Rum and mar. And keneged rum and mar is the tzaddik, that's doing the opposite, that's balancing everything out. That's giving the people who are so high the level, he gives them the hasaga of ayin mekayim kavodai. Have a taste of your guf a little bit. And to the people who are so low, he tells them, aloi chal eretz kavodai, have a little taste of your neshama. And this mamish is what we said last week about this tzaddik we're learning from now. Remember we said last week, HaRabbi Nachman's Torah on the one level, the biggest mikubalim are breaking their heads over every letter and every word. And on the other hand, the simplest and even lowest sinners, the simplest Jews and mamish, the lowest sinners, are taking chizuk, are taking encouragement, and taking guidance from it. The tzaddik who spoke about the job of a tzaddik to be able to relate to everyone is that model that we see clearer in Rabbi Nachman than anybody else. There are some tzaddikim who appealed to the lower elements of society, and there are some tzaddikim who appealed mamish to the tzaddikim. And you come to Uman for Rosh Hashanah, and he blessed us all that we should be zochah to make it there. If not on Rosh Hashanah, then other times, but why not? Once I'm giving a bracha, it should be on Rosh Hashanah. Amen. And you come over there and you look around, and you see the spectrum, mamish, from achar, achar, lamaise, bereshis, like the lowest, dirtiest, lowest, furthest, like you don't even know what they are, bichlal. You just know they're human, but the way that they, like, what, can't make heads or tails out of these chevra. And at the same time, he's drawing those people who are kedem lamaise merkava, highest tzaddikim, and all of them have their connection, their achiza. It's not stam, just a carnival over there. It's avoida. Intense, intense avoida. Intense avoida. For everyone on their own level. For me personally, the most powerful point of Uman Rosh Hashanah is the Tikkun HaKlali Olami. They instituted that Erev Rosh Hashanah, they have a Tikkun HaKlali Olami where everybody in Uman there, and everyone's there already. It's right before Rosh Hashanah. Chatzos and Erev Rosh Hashanah, everybody comes out to the street. Whole place is packed. Thousands, thousands, tens of thousands of Jews filling this small little village. And they have speaker systems set up all throughout Uman, and they're repeating paragraph by paragraph of Tikkun HaKlali, of the 10 kapitel of Tehillim, the 10 chapters of Tehillim that Rabbi Nachman revealed are a big tikkun, befrat for Shmir Sabris, and klali for everything. And the human eye can only see so far and can only see such a range, right? So usually you'd think, okay, if there's 40,000 people there, so in one skir achas, in one glance, he'd see like a lot of Meisharim Breslovers, or a lot of Tzvat Breslovers, or a lot of Nanachs, or a lot of hippie, you know, who knows what. But it's not true. In any glance that you just take a glance in this crowd, you'll see the range from Litvish briskers from Bnei Brak to Mamish Satmar Chasidim to some Nanach hippies from I don't know where to Chasidim from Meisharim, the all Chichol Bashamayim of Eretz. For some reason and in some way, this tzaddik manages through his Torah to mamish demonstrate that which he spoke about. To mamish demonstrate it. And we experience it in our own lives, the fact that we can be sitting and learning from this Torah and taking some sort of guidance from it. Magbi'ah shvalim mamish. And Mirtz Hashem, in the future shiur, we're going to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. How Moshe Rabbeinu encapsulates this avodah of being mashpil, the shvalim, of being magbi'ah, the game. That's the Indian of Moshe Rabbeinu.
The opposite.
What's that?
The opposite.
Of being Magbi Ashvalim, yeah. I mean, either order. You could do both. I mean, Mashpil the game, Magbi Ashvalim, Mashpil game. To bring down those who are in Shemayim and to bring them up, and I'll just leave you with one short thing and then we'll have a Marev. I'll say one short thing and then we'll read a little bit further. We have a couple of minutes left. Is that this is the soy that Moshe Rabbeinu's kever is not able to be found. Remember Chazal say? Couldn't find Moshe's kever. Nobody knew where it was. Say Chazal to the point that if people thought that they knew where it was, and they said, nid melehem lamala, it looks like it's up there. When they got up there, nid melehem lamata, it looked like it was down there. And the people who said, nid melehem lamata, they went down the mountain, all of a sudden, nid melehem lamala, it looked like it's on the top. Says Rabbi Nachman at the end of this Torah, Torah Zayin and Tanyana, we're going to be talking a lot about Moshe later on. This is the tzaddik. That to those who are in the ground, the tzaddik is nidmalahem lamala. He's guiding them up. He's guiding them to go up the mountain. And to those who are on the top, he's showing them that it's on the bottom. This is hinted to in Moshe Rabbeinu himself. So let's continue and let's finish the piece and then we'll dive in. Va'aklal, Rabbi Nachman says, Sha'at tzaddik, ikur shle musay, the main completion of the tzaddik is ki yesh le shnei habachinas hanal, when he has these two aspects. Ta'inu sheyeda eich ledabr v'lilmay, hu lahar b'chol echa v'yecha, that he knows how to relate to every single kind of Jew and to teach them and to inspire them. V'dari ma'la v'dari mata, to those who are dwelling in the highest level, to those who are connected with the angelic component, v'dari mata, and to those who are also, to those who are connected to the physical element, to the animalistic element, be'al yoinim v'tachtoinim, v'shamayim v'aretz, shemichin is gedoilim v'katanim, the high people and the low people. Hainu again is repeating, Shalah gedoilim ma'ala, b'nei aliyah, b'chinas dari ma'ala, to those who think they're high, tzarech shiyah koyach la tzadik, that tzadik must have the ability and the power, laharis lem, legalis lem, to reveal to them, sha'adayim inim yodim klal mi Hashem Yisbarach. He has to reveal to them lessons that will show them mamish, you know what it's about. Makifim, things that they can't understand, things that are beyond them, b'chinas ma'chamis, ma'pishpasht, to tell you, what are you even feeling around, what are you searching for, you don't know anything. And on the flip side, people who are stuck on the lowly levels, but they give up on themselves completely. And they think to themselves that all of their hope has been lost, that there's no point in fighting anymore. The tzaddik needs to have the ability to awaken them, to inspire them, that they shouldn't go ahead and to give up on themselves at all for any reason in the world, no matter how bad the situation may seem, and to show them and to demonstrate that Hashem is still with them, and by them, the curve them and close to them. In the deepest depths of physicality, even if a person who was living in a living hell, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covered can be seen as well. That even the whole earth, the lowest levels of physicality, are full of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covered. And this is the level of koil. And this is the psukim in Tehillim where David HaMelech says, "Im esak shamayim shamata, v'atziya sha'alineka." David HaMelech says, "If I rise to the highest level of heaven, shamata," which means not po, not kan ata, shamata. Even if I think that I've reached the highest level, sham, Hashem is still further. I have to push myself to keep on going weiter. But on the other hand, v'atziya sha'al, David HaMelech says, if there rises an occasion where I sink down to sha'al, which Rabbi Nachman says here, sha'al tachtis, I sink down into spiritual el, Hinaka, you're right by me, you're right next to me. You're right with me. And that tzaddik needs to give this chizuk to every kind of person. That to the b'nei aliyah who think that esak shamayim, I arrived at heaven, that tzaddik has to say, no, sham ata. Hashem is not where you are. You haven't attained Him. You're not ultimately gaining closeness with Him on the level that you can. Sham, it's further, press on. And to the people who are in sha'al, the tzaddik has to show them, Hinaka, Hashem is still with you. Hashem is still with you. And this, to me, personally, I don't want to say is the maila, but is the defining characteristic of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. This ability, like we said before, to relate to everybody, but more importantly, this ability to relate to the Baal Gaiva in us and to relate to the Atzvan within us at the very same time. That if a person's connected to this path, which is the path of, in Taravav, it's called Ratzai Veshoiv, whether you're running or you're returning, whether you're on a time of Aliyah, whether you're on a time of Yerida, whether you're connected to the angelic part of us, to you or and us, or whether you're connected to the Bahamistic part. On this path, it's Nichlal everybody. So no matter where you find yourself, you can never settle. Because you can never rise too high, and you can never fall too low. So no matter where you find yourself in Avodas Hashem, Rabbi Nachman's there holding your hand saying, let's go. That's the unbelievable relevance of this path to you and I, that no matter where we find ourselves in life, at any given moment, im esek shamayim, shamata, v'atziya sha'al hineka. And with this we come to the end. V'tzarech lichlal ha'olamos, which is basically what we just said. Rabbi Nachman says, you have to combine both. Don't think to yourself, oh, I'm a Shemayim person, and this guy's an Aretz person, so I need the Hasag of Aye, and he needs the Hasag of Malach la'aretz kavod. No. Everybody has within him both. Elyon b'tachton, b'tachton b'elyon. A person needs to encompass within his spiritual philosophy the balance between Ayim Mekoyim Kavodah and Malach la'aretz kavod at the same time, to know when to pull them out. You know, the Kotzker Rebbe used to say, one pocket you have B'shvili Nivra Olam, in the other pocket you have Anoichi Afer Ve'efer. And the secret of life is knowing when to pull one out, right? When to pull it out. And that's mamish this. It's mamish this. A person has to have in one pocket Ayim Mekoyim Kavodah. You don't know anything. Keep on going. Keep on searching. Keep on learning. And in the other pocket you need Malach la'aretz kavodah. And to know in your life when I need one of these two hasagas. And these two hasagas are also the level of Ava and Yira. This is the whole Yiddishkeit. Now we could sit and talk for hours and hours. Everything that lines up with these two things, Ben and Talmud is going to talk about, which is Harsina and Harbayis and Moshe and the Avos and Mem and Samach and Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. You know, Nigla, Nister, Lamdin, and Tzaddik. So much lines up with this thing. But over here, just for our purposes, basically, Maloy and Aye. Elyon b'tachten b'tachten b'elyon shiya haben kol mevichinas ha-talmid, that the aspect of son, which is a higher level, needs to, which he talked about earlier in the lesson he's referencing here, should also include within him a little bit of the Talmud. V'chein ha-talmid yiyah kol mevichinas ben, and the Talmud needs to have a little bit of the ben in him also. Kedei shiya lo yem yira, so that he should have a little yira, like we said. Right? If a person is always the whole time on the level of Malach la'aretz kavodah, he's not going to be your Shemayim, right? Because, okay, I'm always good no matter what. Hashem's this big fluffy teddy bear, loves me no matter what, and I'll just do my thing, you know, and it's okay if I miss this, and if I don't do that, and, you know, I have a good rutzin. It's a klipa. That's a big klipa, right? Because, of course, like everything in Kedusha, we said, the higher you can go in Kedusha, the more probability there is and possibility for that Kedusha to be misused and misappropriated. So these two things can also be misused. A person can come to the level of Aye, where he gives up. He says, because I am a Kohen Kavod, I'll never get anywhere. On the other hand, the person can come to the level of Malach la'aretz kavod, which itself is a klipa, to say, I don't need to do anything in my life, because Hashem is unconditionally loving me, and it makes no difference what I do. It's living on the level of Yediyah, not Bechira, where no matter what I do, it's Ratzon Hashem, and so I'm always good. Rabbi Nachman came to heal us from both of those extremes, and to tell us, kol, nichlal, elyon, tachten, tachten, be'elyon, to have the healthy balance between them both. Right? He says a person is never have yira. Rabbi Nachman says a little different than what I just said, but it's more complicated. We don't have time now. So that's the bottom line, Chevra. We're battling Amalek, and that's what Torah Yudah is going to be about. And we're going to, this is the great, very solid, concrete foundation with which you can healthily go into Torah Yud and understand what he's talking about, B'chol HaMeretz Hashem. We'll start that next week. But that's what it means, is to have this balance, is to fight the extremes and the Melchama on the side of angel and on the side of body, is to come to battle the Amalek, which tries to be Magbiya Geyim and Mashpul Shvalim, is to do the opposite. To give a person who's on the level of angel a taste of the guf, and a person who is on the level of guf a taste of the neshama, and all of us need to constantly go with these two things in one pocket, Ayin Mekoyim Kavodah, and the other pocket, Malach la'aretz Kavodah, and to use them to create a healthy balance and a healthy way that no matter where you find yourself in Avodas Hashem, keep on going, because you can never have risen too high and you can never have fallen too far.